Alrighty. I bet the waves are gonna be a problem. It's real
I
loud.
turned down the mic volume so you can't really hear it, but I can hear it right now. But that'll be an easy fix in Audition.
Yeah, all you gotta do is cut out the waves. But welcome back to another episode of the Counterculture Podcast. This is episode six. No. This is episode
five.
Episode five.
This is bothering me.
So episode four was an audio only. I'll probably still put it on YouTube though, and just put like a picture or something.
I mean, it'll be anywhere you can find a podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Just find us anywhere.
Where else do you find podcasts? That's like the only two spots, yeah.
Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. That's probably it. I don't know where else you would watch one.
There's probably others that we just do not know about.
But today's not a nice, beautiful sunrise. It's a little cloudy today. No real sunrise, but it's okay. We're still here. Still putting out these podcasts content. Day in, day out.
Are you creating content, my man?
Gary V, we asked her to put out content.
Are you on TikTok, my man?
So we're pumping. We're pumping out content. But dude, to get into, I think we should angle it more towards like us talking. Hold on, I tried to do that earlier, but I forgot. So whatever. But I was watching Colin and Samir, their podcast show.
Yeah.
I was watering, and they had an episode where they wait, because you know the D'Amelio's dropped a Hulu TV show, like just, I think it was just one episode, season,
like Kardashians type thing,
kind of. But they have a show on Hulu, and
that's insane.
I don't know. Oh yeah, it's crazy because I don't know if it's gonna be like a reoccurring thing, but it was just one season. They kind of did a overview of it, and they played the clips from it, and it's low key dark as fuck, dude. They're talking like the show really shows like. It's kind of dark and gloomy. It's crazy because they talked about, like, dude, they became Charlie D'Amelio became instant success within like months. Like they've only been, the D'Amelios have only been around for a year and a half.
That's like so crazy to think about.
And they kind of go over the show and just like how crazy it is. And like Charlie's 16. And she talks about like they show little clips of it, and there's parts where she talks about how she has no idea how this happened, and she won some award where it was some like big award. I have no idea what it's for. So like
creator of the year or
something like that. But you know, she was like in Kana. She was God, fuck. She was like competing for the award with like a veteran or something like that, like some veteran, and she was talking about like how she doesn't deserve this award. Like all she does is hop on TikTok and dance, and it was just so crazy.
Oh wait, is this the Arthur Courage Ashe Award or something like that?
Maybe it was some like big award where like some veteran was like in running to get the award,
like the one that Caitlyn Jenner won, where she beat a veteran that lost both his legs.
I think so. It might be that one.
Dude, there's no way that happens again.
Yeah, put your mic closer. I can't even hear you, but... Oh, I forgot my headphones once again.
Shut the fuck up. You can't even hear. I can hear myself. Don't tell me to put my mic closer. You can't even hear shit.
It sucks. But it was just so crazy because they... Like, you should watch it. You guys should watch it. Colin and Samir. Really good podcast show. But apparently, like, the show's, like, kind of dark. And just, like, dude, imagine being 16, you hop on TikTok and you blow the fuck up instantly. And there was a quote that someone said that they were talking about. And it's, kids are becoming famous out of nowhere. And then they have to figure out what they're good at. Like, imagine just, like, you're growing up, you're a kid, you're 16 years old, you don't know anything about life, and you just, like, blow the fuck up out of nowhere.
Well, I mean, that's just because, like, they're good looking.
What?
It's just because they're good looking.
Yeah.
Think about every person that's blown up, all good looking.
I feel like
they just do the trend. Whatever's trending, they do some stupid dance, they're good looking, blow up.
Yo, well, Charli D'Amelio is like, she's fine. Yo, Charli D'Amelio, if you're watching this, hit me up.
I'm up and coming.
But yeah, Charli D'Amelio is fucking Charli D'Amelio is hot, but she's also like a dancer. So I think it's like combining those two, that's why she blew up so fast on TikTok. Because
TikTok at the beginning was dancing, right?
Oh yeah, just dancing. Dude, yeah, she's 140 million followers on TikTok. Dude,
I just wish I did not have that mindset. Or I was like, dude, if you're on TikTok, you're a straight.
Well, dude, it's crazy because she just posts she'll post a video. I'm feeling like I'm going to do this video, like just nonchalant. I'm going to post it. Oh, 5 million views. On the other hand, I post a counterculture TikTok, and I think it's fire.
How's that doing?
We have no reception, so I have no idea, but I bet it's like 20 views.
Dude, I'm telling
you. I actually have a new appreciation for like TikTokers and creators, dude. Like, shit is low-key hard now to go viral. Maybe I just suck at it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you need to watch the course. There's specific things you need to do. There needs to be a hook.
I'm telling you, that trend you probably think is trending is probably not even trending anymore. Yeah, but that shit always bangs.
No, it can change in a day.
Yeah, and I'm focused on like editing the podcast right now, but I know I need to take that course because if you're a TikToker and you're getting views.
Jimmy Farley.
Dude, I can barely hear right now because the ocean's so loud. So I'm really curious to see how it sounds. Is it good?
It's fine.
I can barely even hear you. I keep forgetting to bring my headphones. But going back to the TikTok, that's like the new dream. Like the American dream now, like for this new generation coming up and all these new kids, is TikToker, influencer, YouTuber.
I mean, why wouldn't it be though? If you really think about it, you can just do whatever you want. And you just film it and you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know there's an update coming out for TikTok where it's kind of like YouTube. You get cut of the ad revenue. That's coming out like soon.
On TikTok.
Like top creators are going to start getting a cut of the ad revenue from their videos or whatever.
Dude, at first, I mean, when influencers like were starting to come up, like the whole like influencer space, I was like, dude, these kids are just like these kids are losers. Like, but now I actually have like dude, in the end, influencers are gonna be on top. Like as the world becomes more digital, and Web 3 starts to take over, like it's gonna be the influencers that are winning.
Well, I would put a caveat on that. They have to have like a mind for a business. They have to.
Yeah, that is very true.
If they realize, like, oh, shit, I can monetize this following and I can do X, Y, Z with this, I could, if whatever your niche is, whatever you're known for, say you're, I don't know, like, Charli D'Amelio came out with a ring light. You know damn well she didn't do that, but she has some partners that made that for her.
Yeah.
Her and her sister, Dixie. They came out with that ring light, and they're just the marketer. They're just the marketing engine behind it.
They're probably raking in coin, especially Charli.
Like Logan Paul. Like, yeah. You know he damn well he didn't do shit for Prime. Like, he's just the marketing engine behind it.
Yeah, he's the face of the brand. You know, like, some hydration beverage company.
He's got partners that are in the beverage industry that yeah. have connections, whatever. But it's the influencers that realize that, oh, shit. Like, yeah, like, this discount code with my name makes me a lot of money. But I can make way more money doing my own thing. If they have the drive and the motivation to start learning and making their own thing, they'll make... Because they are the connection between the customer and the business, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
They are now the new ad.
Yeah, now brands are like absolutely like fiending for influencers, and I think if you're an influencer and you know how to get engagement and you build like Sushbra, I've already talked about him, I think last episode, but people like Sush have like a cult following, where like diehard fans, and if you have a group of people, he has like 190K on Instagram, but like they're all diehard like fans of his.
Even if you convert 1% of that. What is that, 19K?
He has so much power. Like, if you have a cult following, like, you're going to win in the end. Like, influencers are going to be on top.
You just got to make your own shit. You just got to realize, like, these brands, the brands are paying you however much they're paying you because they make 5X, 3X, 2X
off your promotion.
What you do.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to pay you unless they're making significant ROI on their investment.
Yeah. Bryce Hall. Fucking Bryce Hall. But he has a podcast.
Does he?
Yeah, he has a podcast. I had no idea. And I found his clips channel, and it's really like entrepreneurial based. And it's actually kind of fire. I'm probably gonna start. Really? I'm probably gonna start watching it. I'm not gonna lie.
It's so funny because I just like do not think of him in that sense.
Well, I haven't really looked into it yet. But he has a co-host, and they bring on like entrepreneurs and stuff. And it's really entrepreneurial, like based and money based podcast.
It's so funny.
As far as I think, I haven't really like dug deep into it. But I saw a clip, one of his shorts, and he was talking about. I sent it to you. He was talking about, I think, like, the head
that
guy.
That was his podcast, the one you sent me?
Huh?
That was his podcast?
Yeah. He was talking about, like, the head guy in Hype House, and he was talking about, like, his revenue, and he said
isn't he the head guy in Hype House?
Bryce Hall?
Doesn't he live in Hype
House?
No.
I don't think so. I think he's a sway boy.
Oh, who's Hype House?
It doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? But they have their own Netflix show, but... Hype House,
are you shitting me?
You didn't know this?
What the fuck, dude? What are we doing wrong in life?
I know, but he was.
What are we doing? Oh my!
He was
God.
Talking about the head guy in Hype House. I don't know his name. And Bryce Hall was talking about like how he gets he knows for a fact he gets 10K a video. Sorry if my audio was loud. Like 10K a video off a bang. Advertisement, and then like he gets 100K off something else. I forget.
Bang energy. Dude.
Here, I'm gonna pull up the video. So,
you sure you got the editing skill?
I'll figure it out. I'll watch a video. So I'm gonna put it up. If I don't put it up, I didn't figure it out. But if you're watching it right now,
you put it up.
I put it up. Okay, let me give it a couple of seconds so I can like have that audio. All right,
wait,
we're good.
The audio over.
So, he makes 10K off of Bang. He says for a fact, you know, he makes 10K off one TikTok for a Bang advertisement, and then 100K off something else, and then a brand deal here and there. And he said, I think maximum he makes 150K a month. Like, dude, people, like, I used to shit on these TikTokers. Like, I was like, these kids are so, like, so dumb. I'm not even going to say the words I want to say because I'm just going to bleep it and that's more work. But like nowadays, like, dude, these TikTokers are winning, bro.
I know.
And that's why it's the new American dream.
I know. I mean, once you like get into the space and get into the mindset of online money, social media money, you just realize like, damn, like you're actually for shitting on these kids. Because they're making bank doing, like, literally nothing. I mean, most of them really are just, like, good-looking and just, like, and post just, some stupid trending video. And then they blow up and they can post brands. Because
what's annoying about...
don't really have to work for shit.
What's really annoying about TikTok is, like, the stupidest shit will go viral. Like, I saw a video yesterday of these, like, three twins. I don't even know who they are, but I saw a video of them. And it's just three of them in their kitchen, and they just look at the camera with some trending noise over it, and it's like 2 million likes. And I'm trying to make a TikTok about like our podcast, and it gets like 20. Like,
dude, there's a,
it's so
there's
frustrating. Like TikTokers, like it's easy, but at the same time,
no,
I think it's low-key hard.
It seems easy. There's a specific way to do it.
I need to take that course because I'm trying to blow up counterculture podcast TikTok. Give us a follow. Throwing it up right now. Follow us on TikTok. Also on the social media, I'm gonna put them all up right here. Editing
bang,
genius.
Bang, bang, bang.
Give us a follow.
That kid's course, that kid's video I was watching yesterday.
Yeah.
About like starting like an e-com brand, and he did all like majority of his marketing through UGC TikTok.
Yeah.
Like user generated content.
Mm-hmm. Like organic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much what UGC means. But it's a very specific like algorithm and like hooks. Because realistically, if you don't hook the person within the first 3 seconds, they're scrolling. Because all these kids are so mentally so fried, like they just dopamine hit.
Dude, I go through it too. Like sometimes I'll just get lost, and I'm just.
I don't even know how you have that on your phone, honestly. Like, dude, I had to delete it off my phone. I had it for like a day, and I caught myself scrolling for 2 hours. Like, wait, what the fuck?
It's the most dangerous app of all time. Dude, it's so powerful. They're shitting on every single social media right now.
Copying them. You got.
Stop touching your mic. You keep on like holding
it.
You
can't hear it. Oh. It's gonna swing. But you got Instagram copying them. You got Snapchat's got Reels now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
Every app is copying them. TikTok YouTube is Shorts. Dominating.
Dude, like this upcoming generation, like in high school and below, because I feel like not all of my and yours, well, maybe more so yours, but at least mine, TikTok didn't come out until I was in college. And like, I feel like many of my friends at least had the mindset, like, you're on TikTok, like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you're a.
Yeah.
And, but I feel like the younger generation, everyone's on it. It's like the new Vine. Like, Vine came out when I was in middle school and everyone fucking had it.
Oh, yeah. It went from Musical.ly to TikTok, dude.
Vine, Musical.ly, TikTok.
Nah, TikTok is just shit on everything.
It doesn't really make sense how Vine like went away. If you really think about it, it was like the biggest. It was the first and it was the biggest.
It just got better and better because it went from Vine and then that died and then it went to Musical.ly.
But how did it die? It was like one of the most popular apps. It blew up so many creators. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, all off Vine.
I know. The David Dobrik's girl, his ex-girlfriend, she blew up off Vine.
David Dobrik probably blew up off Vine.
Probably.
It's so funny. Now you really think about it, all the social media creators came off those three apps. You had like all the older people. You got David Dobrik, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, all up in their upper 20s. And you got
all the millennials.
Then you got the musically kids like Jacob Sartorius, Lauren Gray.
I feel like he's. I mean, I don't see him anymore. I feel like he kind of died off.
He's probably still popping. Probably. I mean, we don't consume that shit, but like he's probably still popping.
I know Lauren Gray is still popping on TikTok. She like transferred over to TikTok.
And then you got all these new TikTokers, Charlie D'Amelio, Addison Rae, and they're all our age.
Bryce Hall, all of them.
If only.
That's like actually another thing. Like we were in the car the other day and we were talking about this. It's just check out what's the time at?
18.
18?
Yeah, which
one? We were driving in the car, this might be yesterday, day before that, but remember how we were talking about, like, life is actually so crazy, and this goes well with, like, the whole TikTok thing, is because, like, every decision, no matter how big or small it is, can completely change your life. And you're like, dude, imagine those kids just never hopped on TikTok. Oh, no, like, they were like us, our mindset. TikTok, the app is stupid. Bro, if you have TikTok, dude, that's sus. Like, are you good? If they never hopped on that app,
Didn't you watch some video with Noah Beck on like the Heath and whatever the other guy's name is podcast, like the VOD Squad guys, and he was saying he blew up in 5 days, got 2.5 million. Imagine he never posted, and he was just like, nah, like I need to focus on soccer. Like this app.
Yeah, it's some account on TikTok. It's really good. I'll try to really just testing my editing skills. I'll pop it up. It's a really good social media. I mean TikTok clips account and about like creators and stuff like that. And in the video, Noah Beck talks about like he it was quarantine like most of these big time TikTokers, and he just hopped on TikTok. Just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna try it. He got 2.5 million followers in the first 5 days. Like, I can't even fathom that.
Insane.
Like, dude, imagine.
And now he's, like, modeling for the cover of Vogue. Like, make it make sense.
Making 10K off a video ad off TikTok.
It's just crazy.
It's, dude, oh, it's so frustrating. That's why,
like, the whole patience take from Gary Vee, I don't, like, people's lives can change overnight.
Yeah,
you Gary, can mint yeah. a Moonbirds NFT and then flip it within 5 days. You could have minted one of the glitch ones, one of the emerald ones or the gold ones, any one of the rare ones. Off a 2.5 ETH mint, what is that? 10K? You got 10K saved up? You made it onto that whitelist? 5 days later, you're selling for $1 million? What the fuck? Your life has changed.
There's like 14-year-olds dropping NFT sets that are really creative and they're millionaires. Like the whole Gary V, like, you gotta be patient. Like, you're gonna do your best work when you're 90 to 100. Like, dude, no. Life moves fast. Life is changing.
Everything is... I feel like
Ferris Bueller, life moves fast. If you don't look around once in a while, you might miss it. Like,
I feel like in today's age with all the technology and everything, and just how fast we're moving, it's just like you can literally change your life within a year. Put your head down, grind for 3-6 months, like shit could change crazily.
I know. In this new generation, like,
opportunity meets preparation is all it is.
Yeah, that's the next thing I want to talk about is how opportunity meets once opportunity meets preparation, and that's for so many. Like, look at Charli D'Amelio. She was just dancing, just being herself, just being a regular kid, and then she took advantage of the app.
What do you mean dancing?
Like, she was like an actual dancer before TikTok.
Oh,
like,
really?
Full on dancer. Like, I mean, like, in the studio on
like,
a dance
like
floor.
A hip-hop dance. Like,
yes.
Oh, so no wonder she blew up.
She was so, like, dude, she.
Because that's what TikTok was in the start, right? It was just dancing.
Yeah,
songs,
it was the opportunity.
Right?
Opportunity meets preparation. You always say this. And she was an actual dancer. And then she saw the app.
That's crazy.
She was like, no, I'm going to try this. Hopped on and completely changed her life. And now she's set up for life. She's 16 years old and will never have to work again in her life. She'll be on top.
I feel bad for her, though.
Oh, I'm sure it's a hard life to be like 16 and. Because, like, dude, when you have 140 million followers, I'm sure you get a lot of love, but with love, you get a lot of hate.
I couldn't imagine, especially as a girl, like, just all that hate.
I would just turn my, because TikTok has a setting where you can just, people can't comment.
Yeah, but, like, as a girl, though, like, you're so, like, wound up in the social media.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing, dude, is when opportunity meets preparation. You've been saying this for, like, months now, talking about this. And another Colin and Samir episode that was really good, was they talk about Carl. Do you know who Carl is from Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
absolutely blown up.
On and what, though?
So he started off, he was in college, and he was streaming. He was really passionate about streaming. And he was doing that for a while, getting no traction. And then somehow got connected to a friend of Mr. Beast who was with Mr. Beast making the YouTube videos on his come up. And they needed editors. So Carl hopped in and he first started editing for Mr. Bro, Mr. Beast's brother. And from there, he got moved up in the ranks of Mr. Bro. And then
Mr. Beast has a brother?
Yeah, and he had a channel called Mr. Bro. And I'm not sure if this is correct or not, but his channel died. And so after that, Carl got moved from Mr. Bro to Mr. Beast and started editing for him and started working his way up. And then he became really close friends with the, oh God, what's his name? It's like, he's always in the videos.
Which one? Chandler?
No, not Chandler. The other one. The other big friend.
Chris?
Chris. Carl became really good friends with Chris. And Chris always wanted him in the videos. And Carl took advantage of this, and he was editing all the episodes, so he knew which clips made the cut or not, and he used it to his advantage and started doing certain things that would make him be in the videos for as long as possible, and he just blew up. Like, he's, like, the number two Twitch streamer right now. Like, he took the opportunity and took advantage of it.
He Twitch streams on the side?
Yes. He's the number one or number two Twitch streamer right now.
Like, over Ninja? Is Ninja yes. still popping or no?
Like, dude, Carl has a massive cult following because he took
he's
the opportunity
pretty likable guy.
And he took advantage of it. And now look where he is. Where are we at?
25. We said that some more time.
Yeah. Like, it's all about, like...
That's crazy.
When opportunity meets preparation. He was streaming for a while, found the opportunity in Mr. Beast, took advantage of it, and now look at him.
You know, he's because at that point you don't need to go through all like the hoops and hurdles to learn how to extreme, how to set up your account, get approved. Like, you've already been doing it. Even though you don't have, like, success from doing it, like, he already knows. He's already been consistent. He already knows how to stay steady streaming. And then he gets this opportunity, blows his following up.
I know.
Imagine he went to Mr. Beast beforehand and hadn't streamed beforehand. And he was like, oh, he's like, oh, I always wanted to stream. Probably wouldn't be where he's at now. Because he just,
well,
he had to go through all those hoops and hurdles to learn the ins and outs of Twitch and what have you.
Yeah, well, Mr. Beast was talking about it. He said, like, they would film an episode all day long, the entire day. And Mr. Beast, at the end, he'd be like, all right, I'm tired. I'm gassed. I want to go to bed. Let's we're done. They'd all go home. And before Mr. Beast would go to bed, right as he's going to bed, he'd get a notification. Carl is now streaming on Twitch.
I feel like, honestly, streamers are, I will say, are one of the biggest grinders, like, ever. Like, they'll put in, if, like, granted, like, all you're really doing is playing video games or what have you, whatever your stream is like IRL streams, like Aiden Ross or whatever. But, so it's like, it's probably pretty fun, and it's not that, it's not that you're not really exerting yourself.
Oh, no, you're just sitting at the desk.
You're just saying, just streaming. But, like, the amount of hours these streamers put in, they'll put in, like, 20-hour days. Like,
they grind.
Some of these streamers are, like, the grimiest motherfuckers. Like, don't do their laundry, don't shower, just take a 4-hour nap, back to streaming 20 hours, just playing some game. Like, I feel like a lot of kids, they're like, oh, like, streaming's the best. Like, I probably thought that back in my day when I was just
a hardcore gamer.
But, like, it was, gaming was fun because I did it as a hobby. Like, these dudes just do it as, like, their life. Like, I cannot imagine just playing one game for 20 hours a day every day.
That isn't an absurd grind. But, I mean, dude, again, that goes back to when opportunity meets preparation. Like picture, Ninja. Like, Ninja. He was streaming for years. I'm pretty sure years, not months, years.
Not even close to months, bro. He was streaming like Halo 2 and 3. Do you know how old those games are? He was streaming for at least,
for the longest time, he was probably getting like 10, 25, like just like very minimal like views.
I think he had like 1,000 before Fortnite. Like, he was like averaging like 1,000.
1,000
from Halo.
And then, bam,
professional Halo
player. The opportunity presents itself. He hops on Fortnite and
life changed.
Boom. Boom.
Microsoft Mixer gives him $100 million deal. And then the
millionaire, multi-millionaire now.
The platform gone. But they still got to pay him his $100 million. Because you know when he went on to Mixer, he had like no viewers because nobody fucks with Mixer.
I remember hearing about that.
And then Mixer goes dead and he still gets $100 million back and he gets to go back on Twitch and get all his viewership back. That is crazy how lucky that is.
He gets paid a bag from Mixer, but Mixer doesn't do well, and it's insane.
They still got to pay him his bag.
It's insane.
No, but just think about it. All those years of him just grinding away, 7 years on Halo, just no results, just still never gave up. That's always the key. He never gave up, still grinding. And then he gets onto Fortnite, and he's fucking disgusting because he's put 7 years into professional Halo. And can aim like a fucking crackhead and then just blows the fuck up.
I think that's also thing that, like, that's what Gary Vee is talking about, is like, find your passion, try different things, find your passion, but then just like, just stay with it. Don't give up. And that's one thing we really struggle with like, we'll try something, doesn't work. All right, on to the next. Like, you got, like, if you like it and you're passionate about it, stay with it.
I will say this though, we give up on it, but we're not passionate about it. Like, we were just,
yeah, trying. A lot of things we give up on, we don't give a shit about.
It's really money motivated.
All right.
I feel like this is one of the first projects we've done where like we actually like, damn, like we actually,
yeah, really, we really enjoy podcasting. So,
like,
but
money or not, like, we're gonna continue to do it.
We gotta cut it. We're at 29 minutes and 30 seconds. So,
oh, shit.
This was a great episode 5.
It's, if you're the best one yet, baby.
Yeah, we're getting better every time. So if you're here, like, comment, subscribe.
You want to punch Cam or me in the face?
No, stop with that shit. But if you're here, we appreciate you, and we'll see you in episode 6.
Peace.
Peace.